Shawty got the game on lock. This is my spot, yeah. Morning man house, don't stop, yeah. Power 98 on top, yeah. Shawty got the game on lock.
Yes, sir. No Limit Larry, Morning Man House. Stop.
Yeah.
It's normally No Limit Larry and the Morning Man House, but right now it's just me. It's me. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. I say good morning. It just don't sound right when I'm doing it by myself. Charlotte, America, what's happening, man? It is 5:53, 7 minutes to 6 o'clock. Your high today is 61 degrees. It's going to be a little wet today. Make sure y'all take an umbrella if you're going somewhere. If not, stay at home because that's what they told you to do. Ain't nobody playing with y'all today. That stay at home order is in effect and y'all need to listen. You got to listen to the stay at home order. You understand what I'm saying? No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. I'm here. And it's just me, guys. Larry, he's on the way. Miss Jessica, she's at home. But we still going to be here giving y'all what you need, giving you all the information you need, giving you all the updates on the coronavirus, giving you all the updates on the entertainment world, giving you the updates in our life. Hey, Larry, what you do last night? Oh, wait. Hold on, wait. He's not. Well, I'm going to tell y'all what I did last night. Last night, I made another song. We're going to be dropping another hit for y'all today. Another Corona hit for y'all today. I say I'm dropping another Corona hit for y'all today. Another one is coming just for y'all. Just for y'all. We doing it because it was such a success yesterday. Y'all said y'all wanted to hear another one, so I'm going to give you another one, man. We doing this for the people. The people said they wanted it. Larry was out on the block yesterday, and the people said they loved the song. They still talk about God got me covered by the corona. People are really out here in the streets thinking that they, because God really got you. But Pastor Real, when he came in here, they talking about being covered by the God and the corona and all that together as one. Y'all know what I'm trying to say. I'm here. We're going to have a great time this morning. It's an action-packed show. It's going to be lit. I'm taking my jacket off because it's hot in here right now. I'm sweating. The back of my ears is sweating. I got a great show in store for y'all today. Right now, we're going to go ahead and get into this inspirational word of the day. It's being brought to you by Pastor R.J. Davis.
Good morning, I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this is your morning inspiration. Question, do you think the less you give away, the more you have?
Yes, sir. Pod 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. It is No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. 60 degrees, 61 degrees is your high for the day. So we're not going to move too much temperature wise. But yes, that rain is coming in and we need that rain to clear out some of this pollen. No lie. I have a tree. I have a dogwood tree in my front yard. Man, listen, it spews. So it's a beautiful tree once it blossoms and everything, but it spews so much pollen. I'm talking about like I can come home, park in my driveway, and in less than 5 minutes, it's like 17 layers of pollen on my car. And I hate it. I was like, ugh. Cause it just, ugh. Like it'll blow on your face. And then don't let it get on your lips and your tongue. Ugh. It's just nasty. It's just nasty. Y'all say what's up to Miss Jessica, the girl next door. What's up, Jess?
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. We're all in our places with bright smiling faces, and this is the way we start our new day. Good morning, everyone.
What you been doing on quarantine at the house?
You know what? I have been like, I've already said this. I clean my house. I clean to clear my head. So I have just been like scrubbing, like really, 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 really cleaning. So, yeah, that's what I've been doing.
Oh, that's what's up. Can we play a trick on your boyfriend today?
No. Why? What
you
mean?
No fun, man. Let's go. Is he asleep?
Yeah, he's asleep.
Go get some ice water and pour it on.
No, I'm not going to do that. Why would I do that?
It's for the fun of it so the people can hear him wake up.
That's going to be fun for y'all. It would be miserable for me.
All right.
We're going to have to think.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Jess is no fun on quarantine.
Frank, let's rethink this one now.
No, I've seen you play jokes on people all the time.
And that's why I said, let's rethink this one. I'm always up for a good prank, but let's just rethink this one.
Well, go.
I don't really want to go full ice cold water on it.
I got that would be hilarious. How about you go put some toothpaste on his body or something?
Let's continue to brainstorm through this.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, y'all call the madhouse and tell us what prank Miss Jessica should play on her boyfriend while he at home sleep during the quarantine.
I mean, I'm not opposed to it, but toothpaste, water, it just seems so basic.
I guarantee you, if you go get some ice and pour it on him right now.
Whoo, get some ice and pour it on him, Larry.
Jessica, you're not fun. Burpee, what prank you? Burp, you gotta go outside.
I'm talking about that parliament falling off the tree.
There ain't no parliament in here.
It's on my fingers because it's on the cop.
You take that corona home with you.
Ain't no corona. Give me that paper towel.
Here you go. He just got sprayed down with Clorox. I'm not playing with Burp this morning.
Larry, so strong.
Y'all know what time it is.
What else is strong?
It's time to hit the hashtag. Hashtag MHQOTD.
Let's talk about who?
What?
Let's talk about. Let's talk about who?
What?
Let's talk about.
Yikes.
Yes. I'm fine.
Who's your madhouse question of the day being brought to you by? Stop sneezing in here. You're not finna give me the coronoid. The coronoid. You know, everybody got their own name for it. You're not giving me the coronoid.
That stuff is strong, man. You can't spray it like that when we on the air.
Yes, you can. You shouldn't sneeze while
we
on the air.
What's the question?
Huh? Jessica got the question. What we got, Jessica?
Oh, we don't have a sponsor. Okay, here is the question of the day. Madhouse question of the day. What is the best show that you have binge watched since quarantine? Since the quarantine started, what is the best show that you have been binge watching? We're looking for one answer.
Or what show should we watch? Like if you heard of a show, you might not have watched yourself, but you've heard of a show that everybody else is watching. What show should you watch? And I'll tell you, this ain't the best one I watch, but I'm going to tell you one everybody should watch. This, y'all turn me on to this one. Joe Exotic, baby. Tiger King, baby.
I think everybody's pretty much watched that one by now.
Nah, because I was on the block yesterday, and I was asking some of the volunteers that come to the block, had they watched it? And they said no, but they've heard so much about it that they want to watch it. So I'm going to do them like y'all did me. Listen, go watch Tiger King, Joe Exotic. Free my man, Joe Exotic. That's why I was late this morning, because I was having a dream that me and Joe Exotic and some tigers. That's all.
Whoa, you had a dream with Joe Exotic?
Listen, Joe Exotic, he was a good time to hang out with. He went. It wasn't like
right. He was a good time to hang out with until you got married.
Time out. He's gay. I'm not. It was some women in there and some tigers. That's all I'm going to say. I was late. Okay.
Okay. Did you finish watching it?
Yes. I think I got one episode left.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm on like, I thought it was over on the 6th, but then it said episode 7, and I was like, I was like, I'll watch that in the morning.
There is a show that people need to watch that I watched called Queen Sono.
Queen Sono?
It's Netflix's first African series.
Okay.
African-originated series. And it's based on, everybody in the show, they're from Africa. It's based out of Africa. And it's great. It's a great, great show. Great show. I liked it. So y'all go check that out.
Queen Sono?
It's like the way a CIA agent here, Sono, is that over there in Africa. And she just saving the world.
It's a true story?
No.
Oh, okay. Jess, what you got?
I actually started watching Queen Sono and saw a couple of episodes of that one. Mm-hmm. But for me, the one that I've actually been able to watch all the way through since quarantine started is All American. I caught a couple of episodes there before or whatever, but this weekend between Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, I was able to get through all of the episodes from beginning until end. All American is the show that I'm recommending.
Everybody is getting on All American now. Me and Larry actually watched that.
Yeah,
when it comes on TV.
Yeah. But I had missed like two episodes, so I was glad they put it on Netflix and I caught up. Man, that show is so dope. Are they getting to season 3?
They have to have a season three. Yeah, with all of this popularity, it's like charting on Netflix. They got to have a season three for this one.
Yeah.
That's my favorite show. They play with your emotions so bad on that
Coop,
show.
Coop, stop playing, Coop. You're not hard, Coop.
First of all, do any of those kids have curfew?
Nah.
Well,
they all nosy. Everybody finding out about everybody's business because they peeking around the corner. Everybody just nosy.
That's the two neighborhoods that never have curfews. The rich kids in Beverly Hills and the hood kids.
In Crenshaw. Go in when you want to.
Neither one of them ever have curfews.
Go in when you want to. All right, how do they tap in on this question of the day?
Hit us up on our Instagram pages at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry, at I Am Burpee, or you can leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780. What is the best show that you have binge watched since quarantine?
It's never too early to turn up. Nah, man.
Ghostbusters will be released on March 5th, 2021, and Uncharted will be delayed until October 8th. 2021. Sony also announced that Kevin Hart's next film, Fatherhood, is actually getting pushed up. That one is going to hit theater October 23rd of this year. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie!
Here's music from Summer Walker and Usher. The name of it, Come Through, here on Charlotte's Plug, Power 98.
WPG, Charlotte's Plug for New Hip Hop and R&B. It is No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Summer Walker, Usher right there. Want you to come through. 6:25, 25 minutes after 6 o'clock. And of course, Jessica, what's that Madhouse question of the day?
So we want to know, since this quarantine has started, what's the best show that you have binged watched? I'm actually looking for something to watch, so this will really actually help me out. What's the best show that you have binged watched?
Go ahead, big dog.
Hey. Today I've been watching the whole thing yesterday. You gotta watch the Ozark. If you ain't seen Ozark, check it out on Netflix.
Okay, Ozark.
You know, I'm gonna have to give Ozark another try. I tried to watch it and I really couldn't get into it. I'm gonna try to give it another try because I heard season three, the way that it ends, is absolutely amazing. So I'll probably give that another try.
And you know what? My barber, Darius the barber, he watches that in the shop. I was getting into it a little bit. I don't know what season we was watching, but he was trying to tell me what was going on, and it was pretty high. I ain't got into it yet either. And my sister told me about it. She was like, season three drop, you gotta go see it. I was like, I ain't seen season one and two, so I don't know.
Now, I will tell you this, and I've talked about it for a while, and now that people are under quarantine, they got some time. Wentworth. You gotta check out Wentworth. That is an excellent series. So now it's Wentworth.
All right. Papa 98, good morning. What should we watch?
Ham, grill, and coffee.
Coffee.
I don't know what time it was. I was clicking the pick of my rope, and I found it.
Okay, man.
Not the Monroe.
I was clicking the Monroe. Okay, Mr. Lee. Pam Grill. This got to be an old movie. This Pam Grill.
Coffee came out in 1973.
1973? Yeah, Mr. Lee. Yeah. It must have been one of them old channels, like the AMC channel, the Hallmark channel, or USA or something like that. But I mean, Pam Grill and Coffee.
You know
it could have been on BET,
though.
That's
actually a great choice, Mr. Lee. I might have to go try to find that one.
Jessica, you're not going to go watch that. Stop lying.
Oh, no. I definitely would go watch that.
All right. Coming up, man, I got your trending topics on the way, as well as we got your Madhouse Classic throwback, man. It's Pot Out of Gate.
Start the whip. Turn up the radio. Your morning is lit.
Give me that.
With No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. On
Yes, sir. Pot 98 WPG, Charlotte's Plug for New Hip Hop and R&B. It is No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. And y'all already know what time it is inside the Madhouse. It is time to get these trending topics. Yes, it is.
I'm trending, boy. I can smell the money. We run the streets. No Limit keeps coming. I'm trending, boy. I can smell the money. We run the streets. No Limit keeps coming. I'm trending, boy. I can smell the money. Run the streets. No Limit keeps coming.
All
All right. Boy, you already know, boy, I got these trending topics for you. Let's get to them right now. All right. First off, the Surgeon General announced five hot spot cities for the coronavirus. And a lot of these cities are, you know, well visited by outsiders, or these are tourist cities. L.A., Los Angeles, New Orleans, Miami, Chicago, and Detroit. And a sixth city, I don't know why they are a hotbed, but Indianapolis, they are a hotbed for the coronavirus. Y'all travel?
Read them one more time, Larry.
So L.A., Los Angeles, New Orleans, Miami, Chicago, Detroit, and then a sixth city is Indy.
I am very, very surprised that New York City isn't up there on that list.
Well, yeah, it wasn't. He put out a thing on yesterday and said these are the five hotbed cities that could really, really spread the coronavirus right now. Los Angeles, New Orleans, Miami, Chicago, Detroit, and Indy. I don't know why.
I am surprised you didn't say Florida either.
Nah, Florida's Miami. That's in Florida.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah. I'm surprised that New York isn't on that list with what's going on there.
Yeah. Well, he's a Surgeon General, not me, so I don't know. Yeah. Also trending this morning. Speaking of Florida, Jessica, it's a church in Tampa, Florida, that say he ain't closing down to Mr. Coronavirus. Pastor Rodney Brown of the River Church in Tampa said he's got a cure. Huh?
Why are you talking about?
Because he's got a cure for the coronavirus, Burpee. He said if you come to his church, you will be cured. Because him and his members, they smashed out the Zika virus. He said they prayed and prayed and prayed about the Zika virus, and it went away, and it's going to work again. Oh. And he says he has sanitizing machines that sanitizes his church. It's been packed since coronavirus. He's not closing down. It's a mega church in Tampa. And he said, if you want to be cured and you want to be healed, then come to the river in Tampa, Florida.
And you know what the police said to him? You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say, because he got arrested.
Oh, I didn't see he got arrested. He did?
Oh, yeah. He got arrested.
Damn.
Stupid.
Well, I guess he did.
He got arrested.
I guess he need to say a little bit more prayer then. Say a little bit more prayer. All right.
Say a little prayer for you.
Last but not least, trending this morning, a lot of y'all have been watching the documentary Tiger King.
Oh, yeah.
Free Joe Exotic, baby.
Free Joe Exotic.
Who said?
I don't know. That about no Joe Exotic.
Who, by the way, said he never wears draws. He's always freeballing. Free Joe Exotic, baby.
Okay.
Right. Well,
now you don't do much about Joe
Exotic. But listen, I'm a fan. Joe Exotic. This is not about him. This is about Carol. What's her last name?
Baskin.
Carol Baskin, the sheriff down in Florida.
Are you cool.
The sheriff down in Florida said that he's reopening the case of Carol and the disappearance of her husband. He said, you know, with all this new popularity, maybe some new clues will pop up. So the case is officially reopened. And he said he's actually pursuing some warrants to get on her property to do some investigation.
She out of there, baby.
And this is my thing. The feds locked up Joe Exotic. Why they ain't go out to Carol? She murdered, allegedly her husband is missing, but ain't the feds, y'all didn't jump on that case?
Floss one of them cat's teeth, and you're going to find some of her husband.
It's been 23 years, though.
Yeah, all that is indigested.
Yeah,
cats don't brush their teeth.
They say, a lot of people say they think he's in a septic tank.
Up under her thing.
Yeah. I need a warrant, boss. That's all that's trending this morning.
He is up under that septic tank. He ain't there no more.
Mm.
The morning turn up is real.
Okay.
Wake your ass up with No Limit Larry in the morning madhouse in the morning. On Power 98.
What's up, Carolinas? It's No Limit Larry.
And I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door from the morning madhouse on Power 98.
Everyone at Power 98 and Beasley Media is committed to serving the community. Power 98 WPEG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. I am starting to believe that there is something in the water in Tampa. What is going on in Tampa, Florida? Okay, y'all also know that, you know that Tampa, if you've been watching the Tiger King documentary, that is the, it is the home of Carol Baskin. And now this pastor that I was telling y'all about on Trending Topics, Pastor Rodney Howard Brown of the mega church. He got a mega church. And it's called The River. The mega church, The River.
The River.
The police sent him up the river, didn't they, Jessica?
Yeah, yeah. He said that he was not going to close down the church. He said that he had had his whole church clean, and there was some type of ventilation system that as people were to walk into his church, it would clean them as well. So there was no way that the coronavirus could make it into his church. He said, everybody in there is cool. But the police stepped in and said, nah, bruh, that ain't even going to happen. You know, they have issued an order there, you know, and they said the only thing that you can do is essential services, like go to the grocery store, go to the doctor's office. Gathering at church does not equal an essential service. So he was arrested.
They done put the Lord out of the people's life. Actually, they just arrested him yesterday. He was arrested yesterday. Yeah. In Florida, and they charged him with two misdemeanor counts of unlawful assembly and a violation of health emergency rules. So people, these stay-at-home orders are, you know, they are real. So please adhere to them. This pastor said, he said he got rid of the Zika virus, him and his church, and he could get rid of the coronavirus.
The Zika?
Yeah, yeah, because he said him and his church, when the Zika virus was around, they prayed hard enough for the Zika virus to disappear and that he was going to do the same thing with the coronavirus. Now,
you act like you can't do that virtually, you know, Pastor.
I guess he wanted it. He needed to feel the power of prayer with the people in his congregation. He needed everybody to assemble so he can get the word of God and he could feel the power move in the room. He needed everybody in there with him.
Sounds mighty selfish to me.
Well, he can preach on lockdown now. He can go out there and preach in the jail in Tampa. It's crazy. It's something in the water. I want to know what is in the water in Tampa. And real quick, the whole state of Florida has 5,200 confirmed coronavirus cases, and they have had 63 deaths. So they say they are not playing with anybody in the state of Florida when it comes to the coronavirus, especially anybody who has large assemblies. They said he had over 200 to 300 members at a time at his church services on Sundays. I mean, but can you
got to shut that down.
But really, can you blame it if they told y'all don't come and he opened the door and y'all decide to come on y'all own? How can y'all charge this man? He didn't make them coming in, they came on their own. I mean,
you've got to cut it off at the root. You've got to cut it off at the root. He who did it, and, you know, if we can't arrest everybody, we'll arrest the one that's opening up his doors. And that's probably what we're going to see happening a lot more. So people that are having get-togethers at their house, those are going to be the ones that are going to be charged.
So, you know, real quick, his lawyers are really fighting this because they said they want to help him keep the church open because they believe in him and they believe in God. And they said the police in Florida need to believe in God. And they said the only violation of the order that he did, this is what his lawyers say, that he didn't keep the members 6 feet apart. So now they want to work on a way of him opening the doors and keeping the members 6 feet apart.
Well, I'm not exactly sure what their order said, but I think that a violation would be having more than 10 people together.
Well, I don't know. But what I'm reading, this is what his lawyer said, and his lawyers say the authorities are blowing this completely out of proportion. Hey, check this out on Trending Topics. Pastor Rodney Brown of Tampa, Florida, still holding church services, but he was arrested on last night.
This is WPEG Concord, Charlotte, Gastonia, Rock Hill.
Way more fresher.
Charlotte's number one for hip hop and R&B.
All day, every day.
And you're home for No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Every morning.
Here on Power 98.
All right, coming up, we're going to let y'all shine. You know how we do it inside the madhouse. Somebody's doing something good in your life. You did something good in somebody's life. Your kid's doing well. They're at home, but they could still be doing well because they're up doing their homework. like my daughter. Or, you know, your mama doing well. Shout out to yo daddy! He getting up. He going to work. He got the whole family on his back right now. Y'all call in and shout your daddy out. Or anybody that wants to spread positivity, call in, man. We're going to let y'all shine coming up. It's Pod 88. Sometimes it's about what's right. I'd rather be your... Pod 88 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Y'all know how it goes inside the madhouse. This is the time we let y'all shine. 570 WPEG. That's right, 570 WPEG. Your kids doing well. Your mama doing well. Shout out to your daddy. Yeah. We just want to spread positivity in a negative world, man. We need some positivity right now. Call in and let somebody shine. Future Drake, life's good. It's Pod 88.
Working on a week. Shining from a mile. Queen City put the shine on the crown. Hey, shout out everybody out here bossing. Huh. You know we gotta shine big flossing. Hey, I wanna send a shout out to my people out here handling the business. I'ma tell the whole city.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
My girls and my fellas, you love them, then tell them. Make sure they get the flowers while they can still smell them.
Shine. Let's go with it.
Yay. Good morning. I want to let Katara Gaston shine and Malik Gaston Johnson.
Okay. That's who you let shine this morning?
Yep. And I'm letting everybody else shine that's walking, talking, living, and breathing.
Power 98, good morning. Who is this? You want to let somebody shine?
Good morning, No Easy. This is Miss Taj 80. How you doing?
What up, Taj 80? What's up, babe?
How you doing, No Easy? I want to shout out to my daddy because today is his birthday.
Power 98, good morning. Who you trying to let shine?
I would like for all my poultry workers to shine this morning at Tyson Foods of Monroe, North Carolina, Pugles Fries of Marchville, North Carolina, and Purdue Farm.
Hey, Power 98, you letting somebody shine this morning? Hello.
Good morning. I want to let all the trash men out here shine this morning.
Shout out to all them trash men.
Shout out to them trash workers, boy. Shout out to y'all.
Bay.
I want to shine the light on my sister, Miss Jontel. She loves listening to the Morning Madhouse, and yesterday was her birthday. So happy birthday, Jontel.
Happy
we
birthday,
love you.
Jontel! Winning.
Coming up inside the Madhouse, Miss Justin got your nose and neighbor news for you, and you already know. Hashtag Larry Madden is coming up right around 7 o'clock.
It's never too early to turn up. Nah,
Lil Wayne says who his favorite artist is right now. Who is it? Who is Lil Wayne's favorite artist right now?
Of course, Lil Yachty. I mean, Lil Yachty, Lil Wayne, they all Lil. Why not? It'd be Lil Yachty.
Did you say
Lil? Lil.
Lil Wayne is Lil Wayne's favorite artist.
Lil Wayne is Lil Wayne's favorite artist right now. Mm-hmm. All right. Find out who it is. I'm going to let you know coming up in your Nosy Neighbor News next.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to fight.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Right after this music from Roddy Rich, DJ Mustard is balling here on Charlotte's Plug.
What's up?
What's going on, nosy neighbors? It's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It's time for your nosy neighbor day, March 31st. All right. Bad news for Kodak Black. The rapper has been sentenced to 12 months in prison for gun charges. The sentence came down after a guilty plea to second degree criminal possession weapon while trying to cross over the border into Canada. His new 12-month sentence will be served concurrently with the 6-month sentence that he's serving after he was busted for purchasing an illegal firearm. Lizzo showed love to hospital staff on the front lines in the fight against the coronavirus by surprising them with some staff members hopped on social media to let the world know about the kind gesture, saying that moment when you in the ER and Lizzo surprises you by sending over some lunch. Shout out to her. Nosy neighbors, are you waiting for Girls Trip 2? Well, if your answer is yes, I might have some good news for you. Tiffany Haddish just revealed that she and her Girls Trip co-stars are working on a sequel. Haddish, Jada Pinkett Smith, Queen Latifah, and Regina Hall all had a Zoom video conference meeting to discuss next chapter to the 2017 hit. Creative differences and some money issues have halted the second film, but now that the ladies are taking things into their own hands, hopefully fans will get a part two sooner rather than later. Nosy neighbors, recently Lil Wayne, and he revealed who his favorite artist is right now, and it is Baby. Larry, you were sort of on the right track. Lil Baby is his funeral album. In turn, Weezy was featured on Baby's Forever album. No celebrity birthdays today, but it has been 365 days since the tragic loss of neighbor Nip, a.k.a. Nipsey Hussle. So an R.I.P. to him. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Jessica, Jessica.
The neighborhood. Power 98. The Nosy Neighbor News is sponsored by Hendrick Auto.
Miss Jessica told you on the Nosy Neighbor News about Lil Wayne. Who did she say Lil Wayne's favorite artist was? If you make it up. Call in and what they win, Miss Jessica.
You going to win 5 shout-outs.
All right, 570-WPEG.
Download the Power 98 FM mobile app. It's a murder.
Hashtag Larry Matters being brought to you by, you already know we're giving up that cash, man. You win Stunner for Vegas cash coming up at 8 o'clock. We got the money word for you. We're going to drop the money word. After you hear the money word, text that to 45911. And, of course, you can put it in on our app or you can put it in on our website at power98fm.com. If you win the 500, you qualify for the grand prize of $10,000. So that's coming up for you in about 20 minutos, your chance to win $500 in cold hard cash. Okay, hashtag Larry Mad today. I am mad at these neighbors in Maine. That's right. You know, a lot of states are on stay-at-home orders right here in the United States of America. Maine is one of them. So what happened was a man had a tree fall down and hit his cable box in his front yard. So what did he do? He came out the house and went to go check on his tree and check on his cable box. While he was out there checking on his tree and his cable box, his neighbors, but they got the whole hood together and came out there and told him, nah, big dog, nobody's allowed on the street. You need to get in the house. You don't need to come out. And if you do come out, it's going to be consequences and repercussions. Mama said, my thing is, though, all y'all outside, all y'all done gathered up together, which is, that's an unlawful assembly. Y'all done unlawfully assembled together to tell me to get back in the house. And they told him he's got to be on quarantine like the rest of the neighborhood or it's going to be consequences and repercussions. A whole neighborhood, though? The whole neighborhood done put this man on quarantine and he was just trying to come check on the tree that fell on his cable box.
Oh, we throwing hands.
Can you imagine that? The people in your neighborhood telling you that you got to stay in the house.
Nope. Somebody getting slapped. Walk up on me and tell me to go back in my house and you outside.
Yeah, they said it's going to be.
Quarantine Catherine.
You said who?
Quarantine Catherine.
It was a bunch of them, though. It was like 20 of them. The whole neighborhood came out there like, nah, big bro, you got to get back in the house. Ain't nobody allowed outside. And you got to get back in that house, though.
Oh, okay.
You wouldn't listen?
What? I'm checking on my cable. First of all, I ain't going to be in this house with no cable and actually not do nothing.
Ill social distancing.
Hey, Burp, it's the whole neighborhood. You can't fight the whole neighborhood.
I can catch a couple of them.
I called the police on them. They have unlawfully ascended, assembled on my lawn.
You know what, Jessica? That is a smart idea. Hit the hashtag Larry Mad Man. See what else I've been mad about.
No limit, Larry.
The biggest names.
Hey, pop my Incognito. Hey, Stanky in the mix again, man. Appreciate it, man. We needed that for a Tuesday.
Let's go.
It's got to be a rainy Tuesday inside the madhouse.
I'm hyped, Larry.
Yeah, you already know. 61 degrees is going to be your high for the day. We already there. Not going to move too much temperature-wise. And heavy rain is slated to come in later on this afternoon. So should be running into some light sprinkles, wet streaks this morning. Other than that, look out for some afternoon heavy rain. And then we're going to get through that in a little bit of rain on Wednesday. Make your way for some sunshine Wednesday afternoon. Then, for the weekend, we back to the sunshine. But it's going to be kind of cool. We're going to be in the 60s until Saturday. All right, y'all know what time it is. It is time to get
Burpee's thoughts.
Sometimes I have them thoughts.
Hey.
You know, my mind be working sometimes, Larry. You throw me an idea, and I just get to going with it. And now we going with these Corona songs.
Yep.
This quarantine mixtape that we putting together.
The quarantine mixtape. If you missed the one yesterday, it's on our website. Check it out. It's under the coronavirus song at power98fm.com. Or if you're on Facebook, you can go to power98fm. Facebook is on there as well.
Yeah. I got another one, Larry.
You got another banger for me?
I got another heater for you, baby.
So yesterday we remade LL Cool J's I Need Love.
Right. And we called it I Need Gloves.
I Need Gloves. So today, what we're going to do for the people today?
We're redoing KP and Envy, Shorty Swing My Way. But instead of Shorty Swing My Way, it's Shorty Walk That Way. Drop the beat, Larry!
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, y'all standing too close. You don't understand what social distancing is, baby.
I ain't playing no games with you. Move.
Back up, baby. Back up.
Shorty walk that way. Stay 6 feet from me. So would you please walk that way? Shorty walk that way. I got stopped by the cops on a Friday night. Supposed to be in the house, not a person in sight. First move that I made was to the grocery store. They didn't have bread, so I'm looking for more. Another row, pass any slacky cats. Saw this young fella dipping down the aisle. Looked to my left and told the folks, hey, you're getting too close. So I had to say, Shorty walk that way. Stay 6 feet from me. Now would you please walk that way? Shorty walk that way. Shorty walk that way. Stay 6 feet from me. Now would you please walk that way?
Bye bye, Shorty.
Shorty walk that way. Walking over there, Shorty. Your health ain't good, ain't no good. Health ain't good enough for me. Your health ain't good, ain't no good. Health ain't good enough for me. Your health ain't good, ain't no good. Health ain't good enough for me. Your health ain't good, ain't no good. Health ain't good enough, Shorty. Shorty walk that way.
Stay 6 feet from me. Now, would you please
keep your ass over there?
Listen,
I don't want to stay 6 feet away from me. And that's social distancing.
And that go for women in the house, too.
Stay 6 feet away from
stay
me.
Stay 6 feet.
Sleep in the other room. Don't get your hands in this bed at night.
Matter of fact, sleep downstairs. On the back porch.
Your health ain't good. Ain't no good. Health ain't good enough for me.
And those from Burpee's thoughts. Think about it.
What you thought?
Who the next best thing? You the next best thing. Who the next best thing?
Pod 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Donovan Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Okay, right now you get to be the music critic. You ready? We're going to drop the song. We need to know if we're going to keep it, we're going to sweep it, and what letter grade would you get a song? All right? We're going to keep it, we're going to sweep it, and what letter grade would you get a song? 570-WPEG. It's called High Now. Let's get it. High Now. It's the next big thing. It's called High Now. 570-WPEG. Are we going to keep it? We're going to sweep it. And what letter grade would you get a song? It's Pot 98.
Representing the local flavor.
Nobody plays more local hits.
North side.
Moving like a snake, baby. Moving like a snake. Moving like a snake, baby. Moving like a snake. All right. Next big thing today. You already know how it goes down inside the madhouse. We got some votes offline. Bert, what we got offline, big dog?
Well, we had it was split, Larry.
Okay.
We had some people call in and said they wanted to keep it. We had some people call in and said they wanted to sweep it. So I think the vote is going to come down to us.
Well, you think we're going to decide what happened with it?
Yeah.
So it's like a 50-50 split right
it's
now?
50-50 right now.
Okay.
We're going to have to give our opinion on it.
Let people know what we thought about it?
Yeah.
All right, we'll do that when we come back. Jessica, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, we come back.
I got
back.
My notes over here.
All right, you got your notes?
Yep, I'm ready.
You do
Let's
kinda,
do it.
You do kind of look like a school teacher on my screen, though, with them big glasses on.
Well, get to your lessons.
I feel like I'm like my daughter in virtual class right now because I'm looking
get
at...
Get to your lessons. Quit talking.
I'm looking at Jessica on two different screens. She got on these big glasses and the head wrap on at home in her kitchen with a kitchen light on. What we teaching today, teacher?
Radio 101.
Coming up, man, we're going to tell y'all what we thought about this song. It's Pot 98.
Representing the local flavor.
Nobody plays more local hits.
Pot 98, WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. We call it the next big thing. And yeah, the people are split over that thing. 50-50 on it. It is called High, and it's by Price. All right, Jessica, you say you wrote down your notes. What you got on it?
I like the beat of the song. I thought the singer on the song was really dope. The only thing that sort of threw me for a loop with it is the chorus. The chorus seems sort of long, and the singing with the man talking over it, I'm not exactly sure if I was a fan of that. I might need to listen to it a couple more times. But I think it's definitely like some mood music. I definitely think it has a little bop to it. So it's going to be a keep for me with a grade of a B.
I keep with a grade of a B. All right, Bert, what you got?
This is one of those songs where you like parts of it and there's other parts that you don't like. Like mm-hmm. the singing with the dude and the girl, I didn't like that part. I felt like whoever the guy was rapping, he could actually spit. He had bars. But then when the hook came on, I was just like, ugh. So I would sweep it because of that fact and either like get somebody else on the hook or get a different hook.
Mm.
So I sweep it with like a C- because the song is, I liked him when he started rapping. It's just that the beginning part with the dude talking and then the hook with the girl and the dude singing was, I didn't like that.
Okay. When the song first started, I was like, oh God. But then it surprised me. He came in with a nice rap. The hook, you know, it gave me that whole Kendrick Lamar type feel. Kendrick Lamar has several songs where he's got the instruments playing over the middle, over the hook, and he's talking over the hook. So it gave me that whole L.A. type vibe, that whole Kendrick Lamar type vibe. I really like this song. I like this song. I wouldn't give it an A because I think it's some stuff he could tighten up production-wise, but I definitely would give it a B. And I definitely want to keep it. And I think it's a nice little vibe. So I tell Price, whoever you is, man, keep doing your thing and just tighten up your production a little bit. I like the whole instruments in the song, though, because Kendrick Lamar does it all the time. And he pulled it out. And even J. Cole does it on some of his songs. So I liked it.
And I think
I agree, Larry. I think it's a little vibe. It's got something to it. You know, he's got a sound to it. Yeah.
All right. How do you get on the next big thing?
Send us one clean, radio-ready version of your song. Send it on over to carolina.street@power98fm. carolina.street@power98fm.com.
Representing the local flavor.
Nobody plays more local hits.
North side. South side. East side. West side.
This is my city.
The plug for local music. This is your Power 98.
Hey, what's you gotta watch? Yeah, right.
It's time to play everybody's favorite game show. Are you Black Smart? Power 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. We about to play Black Smart. Good morning. Who is this?
This BG. BG Steele from Mooresville.
What up, BG Steele from Mooresville? We're going to give you three questions. If you get two of the three questions correct, you win. You are Black Smart. However, if you do not, we need that hood black card, all right?
All right.
What? Kick it off, Ms. Jessica.
All right, I need you to tell me, what is the famous tagline or saying that is associated with Nipsey Hussle?
What?
Puma.
Puma. That's the shoe. She said the tagline. He has a tagline or a slogan that goes along with him.
Tagline or slogan.
Mm-hmm.
He heard it the first time. He got it wrong.
I'm trying. Shut up, Burp. Yeah, he got it wrong.
No.
What you got for him, Burman?
He got that all the way wrong. Look, whose name will black people put a bill in if they don't want the bill in their name?
They kids.
Yep.
The kids.
All day, every day.
All right, BJ.
All right, your third and final question. You get this one right, you win. You are Black Smart. However, if you do not, we need your hood black card, all right? The movie.
In the what?
In the movie.
Say it one more time.
In the movie, How High, Mike Epps played a pimp. What was his name?
Oh, that's Powder.
That's Powder.
You got it, big dog. You got it.
Yeah.
You win.
Okay, your black side came out. Go on and give us them five shout-outs.
I want to shout out myself, for one, taking no days off. You know what I'm saying? Staying committed to this thing. I just started my own business back in last April. I'm still rolling. Got my truck rolling out here. I want to shout out my mom. I want to shout out my closest friends. I want to shout out my grandma. And that's it, man. That's all I got for you today.
And shout out to your favorite radio station that gave to you, big dog.
Power 98.
Power 98's Black Smart is brought to you by U.S. Auto. Better vehicle.
Holla at your folks.
What do you have to say?
No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Miss Jessica, what was that Madhouse question of the day?
So today we want to know, what is the best show that you have binged watched since being quarantined? So, you know, I got a couple of people saying Tiger King. A couple people checked in and said Ozark. Your girl Nikki checked in with us. She said Little Fires Everywhere, and I have had a chance to catch up on that one. That's pretty good, too. I Love Judy says All American. And Prince Ney says Designated Survivor.
That sounds like that's good. Designated Survivor. Yeah, like that's good. Burke, what you got?
I got some people saying that they've been watching All American, Ozark Season 3. That has started. Somebody said they just started watching Breaking Bad. I loved that show. Not when it was on. I also binge watched that on Netflix, but I did it some years ago. And someone told me El Dragon on Netflix. It's 38 episodes of that. They said that one was
38 episodes.
Yeah,
a lot of hours. Frito3 said Ozark, as well as Ivy League. He said Ozark. Brit Loves Life said All American. Oh my God. Quila_Sheeta_1 said Jersey Shore. Oh, okay, whatever.
Jersey Shore.
Yeah. SRT_ A lot of people just catch it up. SRT_Benton said Greenleaf. My wife watches Greenleaf. She watches that heavy. I can't get into it. All right, man, you know we got to check this voicemail. Always popping. We tell you, if you want to leave a voicemail, you can comment on the Madhouse question of the day, or you can comment on anything
that you heard on the show. 704-227-8780. Oh, boy, what y'all talking about today on the voicemail?
Hello, the best movie I've watched since I've been quarantined is Godfather Harlem on Epic, since they gave it to us free. I'm going to take it to my advantage. It is so good. So it's a must-see series, The Godfather of Harlem.
This is Mr. What the Hell, the Morning Madhouse. Y'all need to quit playing so damn early in the morning. Mr. Lee ain't got no business on the radio before 7 o'clock each and every morning. I can't take it. Yesterday was cool. His little spelling bee, I shout out to his 5 corner bud. But today, when that fool said, Marie, I swear to God, I damn near flipped the truffle. No limit. Funky booty boy, burpee. What the hell is a Marie? Mr. Lee, if you listen, don't take my nail membership of that Wild Irish Road. That Will I Run got your Coke 45 Billy D smooth ass talking butt ass backwards. Boy, I thought I heard it all. Oh, Rook.
He just couldn't get it out. You know he was trying to say remote. He just couldn't get it out. You know, words get stuck sometimes. It be like that. Mr. Lee did say bro. What?
He said it a couple times.
A lot.
My bro.
He said it a lot.
I love Mr. Lee.
He could not get that out.
We love you, Mr. Lee. We know you about to call. We love you, Mr. Lee. Nobody else is up early in the morning before 7 o'clock. Mr. Lee is up early in the morning before 7 o'clock.
Half his day already gone.
Woo, man. Y'all tap in on the Madhouse question of the day every morning at 6:05. And if you got it on your mind, you can let it off. 704-227-8780. Woo!
It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse voicemail. The views and opinions expressed are those of the Power 98 listeners and not the views and opinions of Power 98 or its advertisers.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.